《使徒行传》第七章。
The Book of Acts, chapter 7.
我们看第一到第八节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 1 to 8. Then a high priest asked him, "Are these charges true?" To this he replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people," God said, "and go to the land I will show you." So he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to this land where you are now living. He gave him no inheritance there, not even a foot of ground. But God promised him that he and his descendants after him would possess the land, even though at that time Abraham had no child. God spoke to him in this way, "Your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves," God said, "and afterward they will come out of that country and worship me in this place." And he gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision, and Abraham became the father of Isaac and circumcised him 8 days after his birth. And later Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs.
使徒行传第七章第一节，大祭司就说，这些事果然有吗？斯提凡说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。我想我就读到这里。
Yep, stop reading there.
因为我怕我在读下去的时候，你们也丢石头过来。
If I were to read more, then you all would stone me.
你知道，斯蒂凡讲了一篇很长的道之后
，It's a speech by Stephen and it's a very long sermon.
他的结果是，犹太人就把他用石头丢死他。
And after that sermon, the consequence was the Jewish people stoned him to death.
这个在这个五十六节那里。
Can find that in verse 56.
之后。
And after that.
但是之前呢，彼得也讲了一篇很长的道。
Before that, Peter also spoke a lengthy sermon.
他的遭遇就比较好，当天有3000人就听了他的道，悔改信主。
But he had a better outcome. 3,000 people converted after listening to him.
那你说为什么有这样大的差别？
So you ask, why is that a big disparity?
根据我们教会传统的教导，标准答案是。
According to the church tradition and the modern answer.
因为大概斯蒂凡没有祷告。
Or perhaps Stephen he didn't pray enough.
斯蒂凡没有禁食。
Maybe Stephen did not fast.
斯蒂凡没有这个圣灵充满。
He wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit.
这些都是我们现今常常听到，如果有这些，那么我们做事情一定会有成就，一定会成功。
These are some of the answers that we hear and say that if we have performed this, then we will succeed in what we do.
但是《使徒行传》怎么讲呢？
But how did the Book of Acts tell us?
我们看一下《使徒行传》第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
来了解一下斯蒂凡是怎么样的一个人，以至于他为什么会出现。
It helps us to understand what kind of person is Stephen and how did he appear.
第六章开始说，那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天供给的上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Says here in chapter 6 verse 1, in those days when the numbers of disciples were increasing, the Greek Jews among them complained against the Hebrew Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.
那么十二个使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜，所以弟兄们当从你们中间选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
And so these 12 gathered all the disciples together and say, it's not right for us to neglect the ministry of word in order to wait on tables. Brothers, let's choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them.
那看第五节，大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心圣灵充满的人。
It says the proposal pleased the whole group, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
第八节，斯提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
And says here on verse 8, Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, and he did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people.
第十节，斯提凡是以智慧和灵说话，众人抵挡不住，就买出人来说。
It says he was a man who spoke by his wisdom or the spirit by whom no one could stand up against.
那么他们告他什么事呢？
And what did they persecute or charge him with?
注意十三节，这个人说话不住地召见圣所和律法。我们听见他说，拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地，也要改变摩西所交给我们的规条。
And these were the charges against him in verse 13. This fellow never stops speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us.
所以斯提凡是一个有智慧、有能力、有圣灵充满、有神跟他同工的人。
So Stephen was a man full of wisdom with the Holy Spirit and with who could perform miraculous signs.
但是不是每一次他的工作一定是成功的。
But his acts were not always successful.
今天我们教会被外在那种企业文化的那种价值观冲击到太过厉害。
Today the church has been influenced by the secular world of in
enterprise 的那一种 achievement 那一种这个成功的那样的各种的这个装备训练，那么影响。
And influenced by you know the objective by success.
当然，这样的事情在一些方面是有它的这个作用跟它的这个效果。
Of course, there is a good outcomes and some influence in such practices.
但是在神的这个国度里面
，But in the kingdom of God.
这些方程式不一定是每一次都是照着那个方程式来运作的。
Such formulas will not, such practices will not come according to the formulas.
那么，使徒这个路加也没有告诉我们为什么史提凡的遭遇是这样，彼得的遭遇是跟他不一样。
Luke doesn't make clear why is there a difference between the outcomes of Peter and Stephen.
许多的时候，我们看到圣经给我们看见事情。他没有告诉我们为什么，他只告诉我们什么。
In the Bible, very often it tells us what happened, but it doesn't tell you why it happens.
但是我们常常想要知道为什么，因为我们希望知道为什么，我们希望我们找到那个方程式，然后我们自己重新再用，我们也希望可以重新得到那个效果。
However, we like to know the why of the situation because we want to find out the formula in order to repeat the formula and so in order to succeed.
结果《使徒行传》在教会里面成为最被滥用的一本书。
Unfortunately, the book of Acts has been abused by the church.
我们就是希望从里面找到这一种方程式。
We often hope to derive some formulas out from the book.
而我们没有注意到他要告诉我们什么。
We neglect that it was time to tell us what.
而今天我们要来详细的来看，这也是小辉牧师指定说一定要仔细的看。
And today we need to read carefully what it says.
以前我们讲过《使徒行传》，我都把这些细则跳过去。
In the past, when I spoke on the book of Acts, I tend to neglect or to go jump over the details.
因为这些事情是跟犹太人分不开。
Because such details are linked to the Jewish people.
而这事情也直接只跟犹太人有关系。
And they're only related to the Jewish people.
我常常担心说，我们常常说这跟不关我的事，这是别人的事。
I'm afraid that sometimes we may say that this is irrelevant to us, it's somebody else's issues.
但是这一次我们还是要去看这样的事情。
But today we still need to look into the details.
斯蒂凡讲完这整篇这么长的道，到底为了什么
？Why did Stephen speak such a long sermon?
他希望他的听众听了之后会信耶稣。
His purpose was that after listening to him, his audience would come to believe in Jesus.
但是信耶稣什么？
But believe what about Jesus?
像我们说的，信耶稣罪得赦免，不下地狱上天堂得永生吗？
Is it simply to say that to believe in Jesus means your sins are forgiven, you are safe, and you will not go to hell, but go to heaven?
不是的。
Not so.
像犹太人传福音不是这样传的。
That's not the way to evangelize to the Jewish.
而福音是先从犹太人那边开始的。
And the gospel started first from the Jews.
耶稣是犹太人。
Jesus himself is a Jew.
所以你看到说耶稣的事情先是向犹太人来说的。
And so the account of Jesus is first spoken to his own people, the Jews.
而今天我们希望人家会信耶稣。
Today when we want and we desire people to come to believe in Jesus,
我们不是要人信基督教。
It's not to He desired people to come to believe in Christianity.
当然，基督教跟耶稣是不能够分开。
Of course, you can't separate Christianity from Jesus.
但是有时候却又要把它分开。
But yet, sometimes you need to differentiate them.
这个时候还没有基督教。
At this time in Acts, there's no such thing as Christianity.
严格上来讲，基督教要在耶稣之后的300年跟400年以后，才可以说有叫基督教。
It's in the aftermath, 300, 400 years, does it become a faith called Christianity?
但是，整个原来的整个中心是耶稣自己。
The focus is always Jesus.
那么要信耶稣什么呢？
What do we believe about Jesus?
也就是为什么他们要把斯提凡打死的。
And this is why they want to kill Stephen.
也是耶稣自己为什么会被害死的。
It is also why Jesus was killed himself.
他要人信他什么？
What did Jesus want others to believe about himself?
所以以后传他的人也传耶稣所传的一样的。
And so subsequently, when we share the gospel about Jesus, we share the same thing about Jesus.
刚才我们在第六章十三节那边说，他们告这个斯提凡说，这个人呢，在糟蹋我们的圣所和我们的律法。
Verse 13 says that this man speaks against our temple and against the law.
他们就因为这样子，要煽动犹太人，所有的犹太人呢，把他除掉。
It's because of this that they incited the Jewish people to get rid of Stephen.
就好像华人说这个是赐洋教的，那么洋教是叫我们不认祖宗不祭祖的，这个人呢要把我从我们的族群里面把他剃掉。
Just like someone today might say that this person is following or propagating the Western faith and we need to get rid of him.
我们如果了解犹太人拒绝耶稣的那种情感跟那一种理由，我们也就能够了解华人拒绝基督教的那一种情感。
We need to understand why the people rejected and the emotions behind their rejection of Jesus in order to understand why the Chinese sometimes reject people coming to Christianity.
这里面有很多类似的。
There are many similarities between them.
就是一个深厚的一个传统。
There is a very rich tradition behind.
是一个民族非常重要的一个传统。
Something that is very important to the core beliefs of the people.
耶稣时代的犹太人之所以是犹太人。
During Jesus' time, they were Jews precisely because of this tradition.
就是因为圣殿跟律法。
There's two things, two primary things: the temple and the law.
而华人之所以是华人。
And the Chinese, we are Chinese because.
就是我们对祖宗的那一种至高无上的尊崇。
It's our reverence to our ancestors.
这是我们华人民族里面许许多多很重要跟其中一个很最重要的一个标志。
Our respect of others is a very important thing in the Chinese people.
所以当他们说这个人说耶稣要来把这两样事情取消掉。
And so when they say Jesus has come to abolish these two things.
而不要忘记耶稣本身是犹太人。
And Jesus himself is a Jew.
所以这个大逆不道的犹太人
，And so this Jesus who is so blasphemous, he has betrayed his own faith.
背叛自己的民族，背叛自己民族的这个文化跟信仰是可以除掉的。
He has betrayed himself, his people, and his faith. Therefore, he can be rejected and get rid of.
只是因为当时是罗马人管
，But at that time it was governed by the Romans.
罗马人有一条这个定律。被他所管的人，没有任何一个人可以执行死刑。
But that the Romans had a kind of rule and says that nobody can execute the death penalty in their jurisdiction.
除了罗马政府。
Except the Roman governors.
所以他们把他带到比拉多。
And so they had no choice but to bring Jesus to Pilate.
如果斯提凡的这个事情在当时耶路撒冷有这个罗马官在的话，
If there was a Roman governor during that time in Jerusalem oversighting this Stephen's incident,
大概斯提凡是不会死的。
Stephen may not have died.
因为斯提凡这样的经历的事情，后来保罗也经历。
Because this thing that happened to Stephen happened to Paul later on too.
好几次都是这个罗马官救他的。
And very often it was a Roman governor who saved Paul.
但是对犹太人来说，这个是我们自己宗族、我们自己民的这个 里面可以执行的家法，就好像我们华人这样。
But、according to the Jewish people, this is our own people, our own tribal thing that we can execute on our own.
凡是对圣殿、对律法不忠，跟甚至有亵渎的，都可以呢除掉它。
Whoever blasphemy against the temple and the law can be killed.
所以，其实耶稣的这个信仰最早的时候遭遇到最大的这个迫害跟强烈的反对，是来自犹太人自己本身。
And so actually, the fiercest persecution came from the Jewish people themselves in the early days of Christianity.
而斯蒂凡本身不是犹太人。
Stephen himself was not a Jew.
所以这里才非常的难得。
And so this is all the more precious.
他能够讲出一篇这么长的道。
He could say such a long sermon.
这一篇的道完完全全就是在讲犹太人的历史跟信仰文化的整个发展。
And he was recounting the whole history of the development of the Israel's faith and culture.
我们今天甚至讲我们自己是华人。
Even today when we call ourselves Chinese.
但是因为我们受的教育的语言不同。
But because we are educated in a different language.
今天多少人自己你可以用英语讲你自己华人的文化背景？
How many of you can use English to talk about your own background, your own culture?
一个非犹太人，一个希腊文化背景的斯提凡，信了耶稣，对犹太人是这么的清楚。
A Hellenistic Jew who came to believe in Jesus and yet was so familiar with the background of the Jewish faith.
虽然当时他的解释没有被听进去。
Even though his explanation was not accepted,
但是这样的一个解释留在经文里面。
But his explanation was documented in the scriptures.
今天成为我们读的人可以重新了解这样的一件事情。
And it helps us readers today to understand the incident.
就好像我们要学习怎么样跟我们的同胞解释，我们信耶稣不是信洋教，不是背叛祖宗。
Just like today, if we try to explain to our peers that when we come to know Jesus, it's not a Western faith, nor are we neglecting our Chinese tradition.
那么斯提凡要这些犹太人信耶稣什么呢？
What does Stephen want the Jewish people to believe about Jesus?
他跟他们解释，耶稣是圣殿。
He explained to them that Jesus is the holy temple.
耶稣也就是律法。
And that Jesus is the law.
而且是更美。更完整
and the more beautiful and complete one.
所以其实上帝是借着耶稣来把犹太人最看重的东西跟最重要的事情用那一个最美最好的给他表达出来了。
And it is Jesus, it is Jesus whom God used to portray and to fulfill that which is very important to the Jewish faith.
而且这两样这么重要的东西现在是完完全全、完完整整的、更好的实现在我们的当中。
And these two important symbols are now today, beautifully and completely manifested in our midst.
而其实上帝就是把这两样这么美好的事，现在以耶稣基督这样的一个方式，重新带回给我们。
And these two symbols, through Jesus Christ, is now brought to us.
犹太人重视这个圣殿。
The Jewish respected or take very
temple.
The temple seriously.
因为圣殿就是表明上帝同在。
The temple symbolizes God's presence with them.
也表明说上帝愿意再认犹太人是他的子民。
The temple symbolizes that God acknowledges the people as His people.
也表明说犹太人是有机会再一次到亲近上帝。
It symbolizes that the people can come again to be near God.
所以斯提凡把为什么会有圣殿的出现呢？从亚伯拉罕一直开始讲。
And so Stephen recounted the history of why the temple occurred all the way, you know, from Abraham onwards.
以前上帝用会幕。
He says in the past God used a tabernacle.
记起这个出埃及的时代，在旷野的这个时候。
And they were reminded of the events in Exodus.
然后以色列人呢，大营围绕着这个会幕跟上帝。生活在一起。
And in those days, the Israelites camped around the tabernacle with God in their midst. 然后当他们
进入到应许地的时候
，When they entered the promised land,
如果你稍微知道那个巴勒斯坦的这个地形的话
，If you know the geography of Palestine,
从南到北
，From north to south,
偏这么远的这个地方
，Far away land,
而大多数都是山脉
，Lots of mountains in the area.
只有在这个西部沿海的那一带一块平原。
Only in the western region do you have a flat ground.
那你要把这个会幕放在哪里？
Where can you put the tabernacle?
你不论放在哪里，总是有一些地方对一些人是最远的。
No matter where you put it, it will be very far away from some people.
所以已经成为一个问题，不是每一个人都随时可以到上帝面前。
So it became a problem that not everyone can come to God at any time.
那么经过几百年的风风雨雨。
And after many years,
来到大卫的时候，所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷把圣殿建起来。
At the time of King David, he built the Jerusalem temple.
你看列王记第八章的时候。
If you were to read First Kings chapter 8,
当那个殿献殿的时候，所罗门祷告说：“上帝的灵充满，上帝荣光充满。”
It says that when Solomon dedicated the temple, the glory of the Lord descended upon the temple.
上帝自己在告诉以色列百姓：“我愿意跟你们同在。”
And God once again affirmed to the people, "I am pleased to dwell amongst you."
后来以色列人亡国了。
And after the demise of the Israelite kingdom,
圣殿被毁了。
The kingdom, the temple was destroyed.
然后当然经过了这个七十年之后
70 years later,
他们重新有机会再盖这个圣殿
They rebuilt the temple.
一直到耶稣的时代
Until the time of Jesus.
也就是耶稣到过的这个圣殿
And it is the temple that Jesus went to.
所以从此以后圣殿成为上帝是不是跟我们同在一个很重要的一个指示一个指标
And so the temple symbolizes whether God is with us.
但是如果是以圣殿的方式跟人同在的话
But if God were to be with people through the temple,
只有犹太人可以去
Then only the Jewish people can approach the temple.
其他人都不能够去
Nobody else can approach.
而且就只有在那个地方，只有在那个地方有，在其他地方没有
And only designated place is the temple present.
上帝是要与人同在
But it says God wants to be with men.
上帝要使每一个人都能够知道他的同在。
God wants everyone to know that He is with them.
所以上帝准备以另外一个方式让人知道他的殿，对每个人来说都是可以去的。
And so God has a different means for people to know that His temple is available to everyone.
所以耶稣自己也有说。
Even Jesus Himself said this.
就是在约翰福音第二章。
In John chapter 2,
我的身体就是这个殿。
He says, "My body is the temple."
证明。
What does that is the proof?
耶稣这句话有没有证明的
？Did Jesus prove anything?
所以五旬节的时候，圣灵降临。
Is there a proof? Yes. In the Pentecost time, that Holy Spirit descended on them.
圣灵之所以降临，是因为他们奉耶稣基督的名。
The Holy Spirit descended on them because they were praying in the name of Jesus.
耶稣成为赐圣灵的主了。
And Jesus was the one who sent the Holy Spirit.
而耶稣的身体复活。
And when Jesus was bodily resurrected,
是上帝向犹太人证明。
It is the proof to the Jewish people.
他重新把这个殿盖起来。
That God through Jesus has rebuilt the temple.
这样的观念。
This concept.
上帝借着以西结先知讲过的。
This concept has been prophesied by the Ezekiel prophet.
所以这个是有很深的这个犹太人的这个背景。
And so there is a very rich background in the Jewish people.
所以斯提凡企图把他们带回他们过去的这个历史的。
And so Stephen here is trying to bring them back to the history.
去明白说圣殿的事情是什么。
To understand what it is about the temple.
那么讲到这个律法。
And next we talk about the law.
什么是律法
？What is the law?
律法就是上帝的话。
The law is the word of God.
而上帝的话给以色列人做什么的呢
？And what is the purpose of giving the word to the people?
而我们知道说，我们人的整个问题呢，就在这件事情上。
We know that the problem with humans lies in this.
创世纪第三章给我们看到，因为不听上帝的话。
Genesis chapter 3 says that when we disobey the word of God.
不是因为那个分辨善恶树是问题。
It's not about the tree. The problem was not the tree.
是上帝说，园中都可以吃，就是不要吃这一棵。
But because of what God said, and God says that you can eat everything apart from what is on this tree.
而上帝给人的选择是很多的。
And God gave them many choices.
园中的果子都可以吃。
All the fruits in the garden, you are permitted to eat.
是我们的妈妈的命令是什么都不可以，只能做这个。
It's very different from what our mother say. Our mother say, everything also you cannot do, only you can do this.
上帝是说你什么都可以做，就是不要做这个。
God says, everything you can do, just don't do this.
那么这个是什么
？And what is this thing that you're not allowed to do?
是上帝的这一个 这个话，这个吩咐。
Simply is the command of God.
那么上帝的话为什么这么重要？
So why is the word of God so important?
因为你在创世纪里面看，所有一切的存在是因为上帝的话而来的。
Because in Genesis you realize that the existence of everything is there because of God's word.
上帝说要有光。
And God says, let there be light.
上帝说在混沌里面要有秩序。
In chaos, let there be order.
上帝说在空虚的这个天空里面要有飞鸟。
Let there be birds in the sky.
这个整个空空的这个大海洋里面要有各样的这个生物。
Let the oceans be filled with all kinds of fish.
全地都要长出这个植物。并且带着河
and everything let it come out and sprout out from the ground.
这里你看到说存在存有完全是因为上帝的话。
It says that existence, we exist or what comes into being because of God's word.
而继续的存在
and it continues to exist.
除了上帝用自然律让事情有能够循环下去之外
apart from the natural law that God allows for things to continue,
要像树能够开花结果
Just like a tree will continue to grow and bear fruit.
然后你把果子吃了
After you eat the fruit,
那死了
It dies.
但是它的核你再把它放在土里它又再长
See, but the seed grows in the ground and becomes another tree.
这上帝给自然律运作
So God allows the natural law to flourish.
但是存在物不是靠自然律运作而已
But things continue or sustain or exist not solely because of the natural law.
整个自然律的运作又因着上帝托住
The natural law is sustained because God allows it or sustains it.
所以自然律是科学家可以发现的。
Scientists, we can discover the law of natural science.
而上帝托住的那个能力不是科学能够发现的。
But the power of God who sustains it is not something that can be proven or discovered by science.
就只有是被启示的。
It can only come to our knowledge by revelation.
而这两者不是对立的。
And these two things are not in opposition.
他们本来是在一起的。
They can coexist.
所以上帝的话就是存活。
So God's word is life.
而且是好的存活。
And it's good living.
而且是那个秩序能够维持的存活。
It's something that allows the sustain the order.
是还有是那一个这个和谐美好生命的可以存活。
And it's about harmonious life in existence.
我们后半年我们会读《生命记》。
Later part, we will read the book of Deuteronomy.
你就会感受到说，上帝赐给的这些律法
，and you will realize that the commands that God has given you
是使到我们把事情做对
，is to enable us to do things right，
做好
，do things well。
我们要做对事情，也要把事情做对
，do it right and do it well。
上帝的话使到我们两者呢都能够掌握。
God's word enables us to do things right and do it well。
后来以色列人在耶稣的这个时代知道这样的事。
And subsequently, the Israelites during Jesus' time, they were aware of this.
因为他们用几百年的那种不听上帝的话所遭到的结果，他们得到教训。
Because they came to a knowledge because of so many years of disobedience to God's word, and they were punished for it, they came to a realization.
你读先知书的时候
，If you were to read the book of the prophets,
你看到那一种结果是从底下到最高的都在腐败。
You say that there's corruption all the way from the bottom to the highest.
就像今天我们在社会上我们所看到的。
Just like what we see in society today.
上帝说要公义、公平。
God says let there be justice and righteousness.
公义就是指对的、正的。
Justice is what is right. Righteousness is what is correct and right.
公平就是呢，事情呢真的是这个。Justice 就是照做该做的。
Justice is to do what it ought to be done.
这样一个很简单的原则。
And so this very simple principle.
使到我们全部可以正常的活着，也很美好的活着。
Allows us all to be able to live in a very normalized way.
上帝用每次用一个很简单的这个例子来说。
And God always uses a simple example.
他说不要用两种标准，不要用两种秤头。
He says, do not use different measures, do not use different scales.
我在我的记忆里面，我记得我曾经被一个榴莲小贩欺骗。
In my memory, I remember being cheated by a durian seller.
那种是从邻国自己驾车到你主务区楼下，然后向你兜卖的那个榴莲摊。
They come and peddle their durians right at your doorsteps, all the way, you know, from Malaysia.
我问一下价钱。
So I asked the price.
怎么这么便宜？
Wow, so cheap 啊。
我们都贪便宜。
So we all love cheap things.
但是回家去称一下。
But when I go back and weigh it,
才知道他那个秤真的是很可怕。
Realize that his scales and is very scary.
我那时候心里面的那种厌恶感是非常非常的强烈。
And I was filled with a disgust.
但是你可以想象这样的事情在社会里面各式各样的人跟做得更加的恶劣，多少人今天受害。
And if you can imagine the society today, this kind of things are, you know, is happening all the while and even bigger scales, and how many people are being harmed by it?
各位弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
不要把讲谎话当作是很自然的事。
Do not take for granted that lying is something that's natural.
对我来讲，没有什么真谎话、白谎话。
There's no such thing as a white lie or lie.
不管你什么的这样的一个动机。
Whatever your motives.
真的不要讲谎话。
Do not lie.
God hates this. 不真真的是很糟糕的。
Something that is not true is terrible.
你可以不讲全部的事情。
You may not say everything.
但是你不需要讲骗话。
But please do not speak untruth.
我不给你一些全部的资料，我为了保护一些人。
I will not give you all the details.
但是我不一定需要讲骗话。
But I do not need to lie.
除非那个是为了救另外一个人的命。
Unless it is to save somebody else's life.
在第二次世界大战的时候，很多基督徒讲骗话。
In World War II, many lies were spoken by the Christians.
骗谁？
To who?
骗希特勒。
To Hitler.
这个人你不骗不可以的。
This person, you have to lie in his face.
我们以后面对神的审判。
Subsequently, we'll face God's judgment.
但是我们为了保护另外的生命。
But in order to save or protect someone else's life.
除此之外。
Apart from this.
真才会使事情真的正常。
Only the truth will allow things to be normalized.
而且真的很正常。
And really normal.
你知道骗子都不能够忍受人家骗的吗？
Do you know that even liars cannot stand being cheated?
你就知道怎么叫做骗。
And you understand what it means to cheat.
什么叫做不真？
What it means that is not true.
而上帝的话是就是。
And he says God's word, what is yes is yes.
因为它带来一个秩序。
Because it brings about a certain order.
它带来所有正常的东西可以正常的发挥。
It allows things that's normal and to continue to happen normally.
当我们的社会是一个正常的秩序的时候。
When our world is in a normalized order.
努力工作的人就得到他应该得的。
He who works hard will be rewarded for what he has done.
偷懒不做的就得不到。
If you're lazy, you will not.
这个是很好的事情。
This is something beautiful.
但是这个秩序不正常的时候。
But if the order is not right.
努力工作的人被那一些偷懒不做的人拿到他的效果。
So those who work very hard were abused, and his success was taken by somebody else.
那你说谁还要努力？
And you ask, then who else will want to work hard?
所以请做主席的或者是领事的。
So you who are the chairperson of the service.
时间到的时候，你就一定要开始。
You must start on time.
你对不起那一些准时到的人。如果呢，你没有准时开始。
You have to start on time in order to be fair to those who come here on time.
这个是应该有的这样的一个秩序。
This is the order that we should have.
你会看到说那个正的呢，就会有一直不断的那个好的正面就发挥出来。
Then you see that whatever is positive will keep coming and keep propagating.
而耶稣一生人就是把上帝的话。透过整个真实的生命活出来的。
And Jesus himself is lived out God's word through his own life.
如果你信耶稣，是因为耶稣讲很好的道理。
If you come to believe Jesus, just because he speaks very well.
因为道理很好听。
The sermon may be very very good to the ears.
这不是耶稣要你信他的理由。
This is not what Jesus want you to believe him.
耶稣要你信他自己。
Jesus want you to believe in him.
到底他是什么？他是谁
？Who is he that we have to believe in him？
他就是上帝的话的那个化身。
He is the embodiment of God's word.
你看他从小一直到他在十字架最后一口气。
You see, from his birth to his last breath on the cross.
他没有一个事情是违背上帝的话。
There's never one incident that he disobeyed God's word.
历史上没有一个生命能够做到这样子。
No other human lives in history can accomplish that.
上帝的话由上帝自己的爱子给他完全化为一个事实。
God's word is completely fulfilled by God's own Son.
他要我们重新认回他。
He wants us to acknowledge Him.
大家都知道。
And we know.
当你心里面你敬佩的人。
When there's someone that you respect very much,
或者说你接受的人，
or someone that you accept,
我知道我们当中很多人不爱听父母亲的话，喜欢听朋友的话。
Many of us here may not like to listen to what our parents say, but we prefer to listen to our peers.
因为我们觉得我们之间那个关系更好。
We feel that our relationship with our peers are better.
是，一个跟你关系很好的那个话，你愿意听，不论是。对的话错的话你都听你的老大叫你 去欺负学校去欺负人你也去听
When that someone's relationship is very close to you you will do whatever he tells you to do
上帝就是要告诉我们他来跟我们建立关系
And God tells us he has come in order to build a relationship with us
他不是来强迫我们
It's not here to compel us
他不是来逼我们
It's not here to coerce us
他来说我把这样美这样好的事我要带给你
He says there's something good and beautiful that I want to bring to you
我为着这一切我被误会我被侮辱我甚至被杀害
I've been misunderstood I've been humiliated even killed because of these things
斯蒂凡也完全明白这样的事
Stephen fully understood this
我们看斯蒂凡死之前是怎么样子的
Let's look at how Stephen died
他首先他这个他也看到这个异象
He said that he saw a vision
在第七章五十六节我看见天开了人子站在神的右边就是耶稣
He said look I see the heaven open and the son of man which is Jesus standing at the right hand of God
然后当那些石头丢过来他说求主耶稣接受我的灵魂
And when the stones were coming on him he says Lord Jesus receive my spirit
然后他又跪下来大声喊着说
And then he fell on his knees and he cried out aloud
说主啊不要将这个罪归于他们
Lord do not hold this sin against them
斯蒂凡不气这些人
Stephen was not angry with these people
他知道这个误会这个误解他一时这样的一篇讲道虽然不能够一时解决
He says that this misunderstanding by the people cannot be solved just by his sermon alone
但是他做了上帝托给他做的事
But he has accomplished or fulfilled what God has asked him to do
今天因为着他的这篇道
And because of his sermon today
也因着彼得的道
And because of what Peter has spoke
我明白耶稣到底怎么一回事
We could understandWho Jesus is.
耶稣到底对犹太人是要是什么意义
And what is the significance of Jesus for the Jewish people?
犹太人怎么看重的这两件事情
And these two incidents, these two things, the law and the temple.
我们所看重的，我们希望我们能够成为圣人。圣人。
Oh, what we highly regard, what we highly regard is to become a saint.
我们希望我们能够成为圣人。
We hope to be holy or saints.
这是我们中国优良传统文化所追求的一种最高的一个境界。
This is what the Chinese always pursue to be very holy.
我们看到耶稣给我们做成圣。
And we see that Jesus has become the Holy One.
他要让用他的生命来感应我们的这个生命。
And his life is to impact our lives.
正如你的最好的朋友的话。会对你呢产生一种作用。
Just as your friend's words will influence you.
同样的，他要跟我们建立一种生命的这个关系。
And so Jesus wants to build a life relationship with us.
使到我们在表达、在追求这个、体现这个美好生命的时候，有一位已经做到的，常常在我们生命当中，常常成为我们的激励。
And so in order that when we pursue a holy life, we have someone who has already accomplished that, who will motivate us and encourage us to go on.
斯提凡把这样的一个耶稣向犹太人解释。
Stephen explained this Jesus to the Jewish people.
虽然他们当时还没转过来。
At that moment, they were not able to turn around.
但是这样的一个意义已经被记录下来。
But this significance has already been recorded.
我们可以从这里一直不断的了解跟明白，原来如此。
And today we can continually try to seek to understand this is what it meant.
耶稣就是圣殿。
Jesus is the holy temple.
而我们就是这个殿。
And we are the temple.
而我们之所以在上帝的面前。
And in the presence of God.
我们能够敬拜上帝。
The fact that we can worship God.
我们赞美上帝。
We can praise God.
我们的敬拜一定被接受。
And that our worship will be accepted by God.
不是因为我们敬拜得很好。
Not because we worship well.
因为我们这里敬拜得很活泼。
No matter how vibrant our worship is.
另外一边的很死板。
Some other one is maybe very dull.
所以我们这里的敬拜就比较好。
We tend to think that, oh, you're very vibrant, so our worship
all
is good.
All these are wrong, horrible theology. 是因为耶稣已经是我们的殿，是大祭司，我们都奉他的名敬拜。
The basis is because Jesus has become our temple, and we worship in his name, and he is our priest.
我们的敬拜一定蒙悦纳。
Because of this, then our worship will be accepted.
是因为上帝做成的。
Because God has accomplished it.
而既然上帝做成了。
And since God has fulfilled this,
我们也把它做得更好。
Then let us do it better.
不是因为我们做得更好，他才接受。
It's not the other way around, that in order to do it well, so that God will accept it.
所以让我们都用感恩的心知道说，我们在神的殿里面。
And so with a heart of thanksgiving, let us know that we are in the temple of God.
而我们就是神的殿。
And we are the temple of God.
我们更有耶稣基督这样的一个完美的生命跟神的话的化成一个事实。
And we have the beautiful life of Jesus and the word of God in our midst.
我们就要赐这个话。
And we have to feed on this word.
我们要继续靠这个话。
And we need to rely on this word.
这个是一个生命的互动。
This is a movement between us.
主耶稣常常使到我们呢，能够去行上帝的话。
And Jesus will enable us, empower us to be able to live out God's word.
因为有一个爱我们、担当我们的这个把话做成的这样的一个生命，成为了我们的好朋友，成为我们的生命的永远的一个盼望。
Because He loves us and He has accomplished this, and He is our lifelong, our hope, and our dearest friend.
希望你不会丢石头。
Hope you will not stone me.
我今天讲的还不是很长。
The sermon is not too long today.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。主啊，我们向你仰望。主啊，我们求你的圣灵不断光照我，使我们更明白你的话，也更跟你的话起共鸣，更被你的话常常来被触动。你的灵见证主你自己，正如你的爱子见主见证父上帝你自己。感谢此时此刻你让我们属于耶稣基督，是圣灵所充满，是圣灵所居住的。感谢你赐话成为我们的粮，所以饼和杯再一次提醒我们，有身体为我们舍，有身体为我们复活，成为你圣灵的殿。而我们属于这个身体，我们住在这个身体，也连于这个身体，更有这身体亲自成为我们的粮，天天引导扶持我们，因此更要信靠你，更要敬畏你，更要尊崇你。我们求主你成全你自己一切美善在我们身上所动的善功，直到我们见主面为止。感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。让我们先以感恩的心来奉献我们。